Yeah, this evening I thought we'd read. First, I need my glasses to read with.
Olha só, só um detalhe. A gente pede que quem tiver com telefone celular ou aqueles aparelhinhos também de mensagem, por favor, que desliguem, tá? E a gente possa não perder a concentração, né, na aula, tá bom?
All cell phones should be off. Oh, that's what he said?
That's
right. Oh, let's eat a chicken on it, okay. In the Indian Parliament, they had to pass a law when cell phones, but everybody had a cell phone. They didn't need it, but it was just a status symbol. Status symbol. That you couldn't have a cell phone in the Parliament. These were members of Parliament, but they all... You know, they all had their little cell phone because you just weren't a very important member of Parliament unless you had a cell phone. They were trying to conduct the business of the country, and all these rings would be going on all over the Parliament. Okay, we're reading from... Actually, first of all, is there anyone here this evening who is here for the first time?
Tem alguém aqui nessa noite que está aqui pela sua primeira vez? Espero também que as pessoas se aproximem mais. Quem está na escada, que tem espaço, olha...
Okay, let's get friendly. Is anyone here for the first time? Please put your hand up, don't be shy. Really? Oh, okay. What is your name, Prabhu? Huh? Oh, and your name? That's right. So I think we should welcome our new guests with a traditional Hari Bol! We hope that you enjoy the program. And if you have any questions afterwards, you can talk to any devotees, and we'll also have a little prasadam.
Esperamos que vocês gostem do programa, e depois tiver alguma pergunta, pode perguntar algum dos devotos aqui, e depois temos também um pouquinho de prasada para vocês.
Do you know about this chanting? Have you seen this chanting before?
Eu vou falar alguma vez desse canto, Hare Krishna. Vou falar.
It's in India, there are about 1 billion people.
Na Índia tem cerca de 1 bilhão de pessoas.
And about 700 to 800 million of them are Krishna devotees.
E cerca de 700 a 800 milhões deles são devotos de Krishna.
And what we are doing is called Bhakti Yoga. And practically every Indian knows this chanting. So we're reading from this book called Bhagavad Gita. This is our main scripture. It is a very famous book. Mahatma Gandhi, he carried Bhagavad Gita with him.
Mahatma Gandhi carregava com ele Bhagavad Gita.
And Immanuel Kant also read Bhagavad Gita.
Immanuel Kant também lia o Bhagavad Gita.
And Kierkegaard also. Kierkegaard. Anyway, these are all philosophers.
Kierkegaard
lia também Bhagavad Gita. Adolf Hitler also. No. We're reading from the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Text number 30.
Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasyaham na pranasyami sachame na pranasyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Now, is there anyone here this evening who doesn't speak English?
Yeah, okay, you can all speak English.
Okay. Okay, so you read the translation.
Any people having never difficult for the learning English?
Huh?
Any people having no difficult for the learning English?
Well, they'd like to learn English.
Yeah, not so much.
All right, anyway, you speak for them.
Aquele que me vê em toda parte e vê tudo em mim, jamais me deixa, tampouco eu o deixo. Significado de Srila Prabhupada. Quem está nesta etapa da consciência de Krishna, do amor a Krishna, que ultrapassa a autorrealização, o devoto torna-se uno com Krishna no sentido de que Krishna torna-se tudo para o devoto e o devoto torna-se pleno, porque ama Krishna. Existe então um relacionamento íntimo entre o Senhor e o devoto. Nesta fase, a entidade viva nunca pode ser aniquilada. Nem a personalidade de Deus jamais fica fora do campo visual do devoto. Fundir-se em Krishna é aniquilação espiritual. Um devoto não corre esse risco. Afirma-se no Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana Churita
Bhakti Vilachanena Shantasa Deva Vidayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundara Machintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Vajami.
Adoro Govinda, o Senhor Primordial, que é sempre visto pelo devoto, cujos olhos estão untados com a polpa do amor. Ele é visto em sua forma eterna de Chama Sunda, situado no coração do devoto. Nesta fase, o Senhor Krishna nunca desaparece da vista do devoto, tampouco o devoto jamais perde o Senhor de vista. O mesmo se aplica ao Yogi, que vê o Senhor como o Paramatma dentro do coração. Esse Yogi torna-se um devoto puro e não suporta viver um momento sem ver o Senhor dentro de si.
So, in this temple, we give you nice chanting, we give you nice discourse and nice prasadam, and also a free sauna bath, no extra charge.
Assim, nesse templo nós lhe damos um bom canto, lhe damos um bom discurso, e também boa prachada, e também não cobramos nada, é tudo grátis.
It's a little hot in here, and I apologize. This is, you know what is sauna bath?
Sauna
bath? Sauna,
sauna. Ah, sim, um banho de sauna. Ah, porque eles ligaram o ventilador, porque é muito quente.
Oh, too noisy. Well, I've got a loud voice. You can stand up.
Okay, se prefere que liga o ventilador e fala mais alto, você deve ficar em pé.
This is like the difference between this is like Brahmananda, the bliss of merging in Brahman. The difference between pleasure in bhakti yoga and the pleasure in Brahman, I will now make a demonstration.
A diferença entre o prazer em Brahmananda e o prazer em bhakti yoga, está fazendo uma demonstração agora.
You see, the living entity, the soul, is trapped in the body, and the body is suffering.
A entidade viva, a alma, está enredada no corpo, e o corpo está sofrendo.
So he's hankering after enjoyment because his nature is to enjoy with Krishna. But if he doesn't go to Krishna, but only remains on a lower platform of merging into the Brahma Jyoti, the pleasure he gets is like this.
Essa pessoa não vai até Krishna, mas fica numa plataforma interior, no prazer do Brahma Jyoti, que é o prazer da surgência de Krishna. Então o prazer que ela obtém é exatamente igual a esse.
We were going to do it to you, but we didn't. It's simply relief.
É apenas alívio
from material pain.
Da dor material.
Just like turning on the fan.
Assim como
everybody said, ah. But it's much sweeter at Krishna's lotus feet. Much sweeter at Krishna's lotus feet. This is just temporary cessation. We can turn the fan off again if you like. So, Eko Bahu Shyam, Krishna in the Vedanta Sutra, which is part of the original Vedas, it says that God was one and he expanded himself into many. So this, there, he has two kinds of energies.
Então, ele tem dois tipos de energia.
Actually, three kinds.
Três tipos de energia.
Antaranga Shakti means his internal potency.
Antaranga Shakti é sua potência interna.
Just like Lakshmi is his internal potency.
Assim como Lakshmi, que é sua potência interna.
Radharani, she is internal, Ladini Shakti.
Radharani tem interna, Radharani Shakti.
All the internal energies are very intricate.
Todas as energias internas são muito assim, complicadas.
Then there is Bahiranga Shakti.
Então tem Bahiranga Shakti.
It is Krishna's energy, but it is external, this material world.
É a energia de Krishna, mas é externa, é esse mundo material.
This is Krishna.
Isso é Krishna.
This is Krishna.
Isso é Krishna.
It's coming from him.
Está vindo dele.
There's no difference between the energy and the energetic.
Não há diferença entre a energia e o energético.
Shakti, Shakti, Matayor, Nabhinna. No Bhinna, no difference between Shakti, Shakti, Matayor. And then there is you and me.
Então tem você e eu.
There's Antaranga Shakti, internal, Bahir, outside, Bahiranga Shakti, and we are called Tathasta Shakti, or the marginal energy of God.
Nós somos chamados Tathasta Shakti, ou a energia marginal de Deus.
We are something like the Rio Beach.
É algo como a praia do Rio de Janeiro.
And I don't mean covered with naked women.
Não estou dizendo que é coberta com mulheres nuas.
I mean that sometimes the beach is covered by water and sometimes it is uncovered, there's only sand.
Às vezes a praia está coberta por água e às vezes está descoberta, fica apenas areia.
When the tide goes out, then it is sand.
Quando a onda sai, então existe areia.
And when the tide comes in, then it is covered by water.
Quando a onda vem, então fica coberto por água.
So we are tathasta shakti. We can be covered by this external energy, or we can be in the internal energy.
Nós somos tathasta shakti. Podemos estar cobertos por essa energia externa, ou então podemos estar dentro da energia interna de Deus.
The choice is ours.
A escolha é nossa.
Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. All living beings come into this material world full of icha or desire.
As entidades vivas vêm nesse mundo material cheio de icha ou desejo.
This is material desire.
Isso é desejo material.
We want to be Krishna.
Queremos ser Krishna.
May sound shocking. I don't want to be Krishna. I just want to be a beautiful multi-millionaire movie star. I don't want to be Krishna.
Não, eu não quero ser Krishna. Eu só quero ser uma estrela de cinema multimilionária.
But what we do want is to use everything in our service. We want to be the center. Ishvaro aham. I am Ishvara.
Que nós queremos fazer usar tudo de energia de Krishna no nosso serviço. Queremos ser o centro. Eu sou Ishvara, eu sou o controlador.
Aham Bogi, I'm the enjoyer.
Eu sou o desfrutador.
Siddhoham, I'm very perfect.
Eu sou muito perfeito.
Balavan, I'm very strong.
Sou muito forte.
Sukhi, I'm very happy.
Eu sou muito feliz.
This is the mentality of someone who is crazy.
Essa mentalidade é alguém que é louco.
If you go in Canada, in Vancouver, where I'm from.
Se você for no Canadá, em Vancouver, da onde ele é.
Just outside the city, there is a mental hospital.
Bem fora da cidade, tem um hospital de doença mental.
When I was a young man,
quando eu era jovem,
some friends and I had a pharmaceutical business.
Eu e meus amigos tínhamos negócio farmacêutico.
And sometimes we would take some of our own pharmaceuticals.
E às vezes nós tomávamos nossos próprios remédios e vendíamos.
And just to see what the world was really like, we would go and visit the mental hospital.
Só para ver como é que o mundo era, nós íamos visitar o hospício.
It was quite a trip.
Era uma viagem que tanto.
There you find people who think that they are Napoleon.
Lá você encontra pessoas que acham que eles são Napoleão.
Bonaparte. You know, you see somebody walking around with his thumb in his jacket.
Vê pessoas andando por lá com seu dedão dentro da sua jaqueta.
Napoleon Bonaparte. You always see a picture of him with his thumb in his jacket.
Você vê a figura dele com o dedão na jaqueta.
And somebody thought he was Julius Caesar.
Alguém pensando que ele era Júlio César.
Like that. They thought they were somebody else.
Eles achavam que eles eram algum outro, alguém mais.
So society says they're crazy.
A sociedade então diz, eles são loucos.
But we're thinking that we are this bag of blood and stool and urine and pus and mucus.
Nós pensamos que nós somos esse saco de sangue, muco, urina e excremento, etc.
It's madness.
É loucura.
If I give you a bag made of skin,
se eu lhe dou um saco feito de pele,
and then I put in some blood and I put in some stool,
eu coloco sangue, coloco excremento dentro dele,
and I put in some urine,
coloco alguma urina,
and I put in some mucus, what are you going to do with it? How will you enjoy it? Will you squeeze it?
Abraçando.
But that's what we're doing.
Mas é isso que estamos fazendo.
Krishna, and he's made a nice package. And we get in front of the mirror and we think, oh, very nice. Nice stool, nice urine, nice pus. This is madness. So, because of this false identification of the self with the body, we are suffering. If you pick up one end of the stick, you also pick up the other end of the stick. If you want to enjoy the body, you have to suffer the body also. They go together. If you want to enjoy the tongue, the belly, the genital, then you also have to suffer indigestion, AIDS, venereal disease, unwanted pregnancy, abortion, this, that, so many kinds of suffering, mental and physical.
Se você quer disfrutar da língua, dos pombos, dos genitais, você também tem que sofrer uma série de misérias, doenças, tais como indigestão, AIDS, doenças venéreas, gravidez indesejável, aborto, e tantas das coisas indesejáveis advindas desse discurso.
You're all sober, educated, intelligent adults.
Todos vocês são adultos sóbrios, educados e inteligentes.
You're meant to think. What makes you different from animals? You have the power to discriminate, to think.
Mas vocês podem pensar, o que fazem vocês diferentes dos animais? Vocês têm o poder de discriminar, de pensar.
You are not the body.
Você não é o corpo.
And if you allow yourself to be controlled by the body, you are not free. You think, oh, now we've got rid of our dictator, now we are a free country, but you're not free.
Mas você pensa que você está livre, está apegado ao corpo material, ao espírito do corpo, pensa que está livre. Ah, estamos livres do nosso ditador, somos um país livre. Não, você não está livre.
A very famous Roman, Italian, I believe, philosopher, Leviticus. Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Anyway, an Italian philosopher.
Huh?
Oh, he said properly. He said, no man is free who is a slave to the flesh.
Nenhum homem é livre.
There are so many vegas, so many things pulling you. Bacho vegam. Controlling your speech. What started the wars? What starts the wars? Sound. Political leaders saying nasty things about each other. Ronald Reagan saying the evil empire. And the Russians saying the, what do they call the Americans? They had a word for it, where they...
Imperialists.
Imperialists. The whole Second World War, Hitler was expert at using words, sound.
Na Segunda Guerra Mundial, Hitler foi muito perito em usar palavras, som.
When he invaded another country, actually he had men who did this for him. They were expert. Not Hitler himself, but Goebbels and Goering and others. So when he invaded another country, that was called rectification of borders. In other words, there's two countries and there's a border between them. So he was rectifying the proper border. In other words, Poland is part of us, and he would conquer Poland.
Quando eles invadiam outro país, ele dizia assim, essa retificação de fronteiras. Eles chamavam essa invasão de retificação de fronteiras, quer dizer, pegando todo o país para eles.
And they had a word for what they did to the Jews also. They would get Jews and bring them to concentration camps. I forget what they called that, but it was... They just used language in a very political way.
Quando eles também tinham palavras para explicar o que eles fizeram com os judeus, quando eles levavam os judeus para os campos de concentração, eles usavam assim, uma palavra, assim, um eufemismo, né? De uma maneira muito política.
There's power in controlling sound.
Existe poder em controlar o som.
We have a lawyer here. He knows all about that. Lawyers are expert at making one thing that's right, one thing that's wrong, look right, just by words. Not you, not you. I'm so sure each of you knows 10 lawyer jokes. I know at least 20 or 30. Manasa Krodha Vegam, controlling the mind.
Controlar a mente.
Your mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
A sua mente pode ser seu pior inimigo ou seu melhor amigo.
Can be your bandhu, your friend, or ripu, enemy. Udared atmanatmanam natmanam avashadaya. Atmaiva hi atmano bandur atmaiva ripur atmana. Udared atmanatmanam. You should elevate yourself by your mind, not degrade yourself.
Tem que se elevar através da sua mente e não se degradar.
Jiva Vegam, controlling the Jiva, not Jiva, that's Jiva soul. Jiva, bu, Jiva, that means the tongue.
Controlar a língua, Jiva.
The tongue gets us into a lot of trouble.
A língua se envolve num monte de problemas.
Udrapasta Vegam. This is controlling the desire to eat pasta.
Isso é controlar o desejo de comer massas.
This was from the Italian Sutra.
Isso aí é do Sutra Italiano.
Udaro pasta vegan.
Porque o verso é udaro pasta vegana.
It means something else. Pacho vegan, manasakrodha vegan, jiva vegan, udaro pasta vegan. Control the power of speech, the mind, the tongue. Belly, yeah, I think it's the belly. Very, very important in spiritual practice. So this chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called Dhyana Yoga. Most people think in the Western world that yoga means to make your body nice and skinny and healthy so you can have good sex.
Muitas pessoas pensam no mundo ocidental que yoga significa que eu sou corpo apto, magro, para ter bom sexo.
And therefore, you see, especially at yoga classes, usually there's a greater percentage of women there because they want to keep their figure nice and slim and trim.
Tem muitas dessas aulas de yoga, sempre tem muitas mulheres que querem ir lá para fazer o seu corpo bem assim, bonitinho, bem modelado.
Men are a little lazy, or otherwise they follow Arnold Schwarzenegger. They don't go to yoga class.
Os homens ou são preguiçosos, ou então eles seguem a Arnold Schwarzenegger. Eles vão para o bom para o yoga.
But yoga, that's not yoga.
Isso não é yoga.
Another name for this chapter is Ashtanga. Ashtanga yoga. Eight, Ashta meaning eight and Anga meaning parts. So there are eight parts to yoga. And asana, sitting postures, is only one beginning part.
Outro nome para esse capítulo é Ashtanga. Asta quer dizer oito e Anga quer dizer partes. Então é oito partes da yoga. E asana, que é a postura sentada, é apenas uma parte do início dessa prática.
The goal of yoga, get this in your head, tell people that you see, the goal of yoga is to develop love of God.
Para as pessoas se encontrarem que a meta da yoga é para desenvolver amor a Deus.
And it doesn't, you know, I've seen it everywhere. People, they smoke cigarettes, they drink coffee, boys and girls associate together. Then they go and sit and do 1 hour sitting this way and that way and lying on the mat and pretending they're yogis. And then afterwards they go and do nonsense. That's not yoga, that's boga.
E se intoxicam e transam com os outros, depois vão uma hora assim, no lugar, na academia, sentam em posturas diferentes, ficam deitados assim em cima da esteira, e depois saem dali e fazem muitos disparates. Isso não é yoga, isso é boga.
Boga means to enjoy.
Boga quer dizer desfrutar.
Yam, niyam, asan. Yoga actually begins at pranayama, breathing exercise.
Na verdade, yoga começa com pranayama, que são exercícios respiratórios.
The other three, yam, niyam, and asan, that's just to prepare yourself to breathe, to control your breath.
Esse yama, niyama e asana é apenas para preparar você para respirar.
So, pranayama, pratyahara. Pratyahara is the beginning of focusing your mind.
Pratyahara é o começo de focalizar a sua mente.
Dharana, again, withdrawing all your senses from the sense objects, focusing your mind.
Dharana significa arrastar todos os sentidos, os objetos dos sentidos e focalizar eles na sua mente.
Then dhyana and samadhi. So, at the end of this chapter, Krishna's describing Ashtanga Yoga. He's not recommending. He's describing it. If you want to follow it, then this is how it is done. But in this Kali Yuga, there are no people practically, very few, who can follow this.
Nesse capítulo, Krishna está descrevendo essa Ashtanga Yoga. Ele está recomendando, está descrevendo. Se vocês querem praticar, essa é a maneira. Mas nesse mundo, pouquíssimas pessoas, raríssimas pessoas, na verdade, são capazes de praticar esse sistema que está descrevendo ali.
So many foolish Westerners, in general, think, they sit and they say, I'm doing transcendental meditation.
Alguns ocidentais todos, na verdade, eles sentam e falam, eu estou praticando meditação transcendental.
They're not doing meditation, they're doing imitation. It's a joke. It's like, you know, Napoleon. Ectam pagal.
Isso é uma piada. É assim como Napoleão. Uma piada.
So, at the end of this chapter, Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesham. Of all yogis, sarvesham. Yoginam api sarvesham. Mud, me, mudgate, nantaratmana, one who fixes his mind on me. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, the person Krishna, 5,000 years ago, is talking. One who fixes his mind on me. Shraddhavan bhajate yo maham same yuktatamo mataha. With shraddha, with faith and devotion, Shraddhavan Bhaja. Bhaja means, it's a little bit like the English word worship, but it's different. It's more intense, Bhaja. So, Shraddhavan Bhajate Yo Mam, me again, me. Same yukta tamad. He is the highest. So who is this Krishna? All right. I get excited.
Então, no final desse capítulo, tem esse verso que descreveu o que Krishna diz, e de todos os yogis, Krishna, 5 mil anos atrás, né, Krishna, próprio Deus, falou, né, que todos os yogis, aqueles que focalizam sua mente em mim, e que me adoram com estrada, com devoção, são os mais elevados de todos.
Now, where was I? Who is this Krishna that's saying it's the highest? What is his authority?
Quem é esse Krishna? Ele diz que ele é o máximo, ele é uma autoridade.
The Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana says, Vasudeva, Paraveda, Vasudev. Who is Vasudev? He's Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. The goal of all these activities, yoga, meditation, it's to develop love for Krishna. What is the most powerful form of meditation?
Então a meta de todas essas yoga, meditação e tudo isso é desenvolver amor por Deus. Qual é o propósito?
Most powerful meditation is love.
A meditação mais poderosa é o amor.
Don't tell anyone.
Não diga a ninguém.
I'll tell you a little secret about my life.
Eu vou contar um pequeno segredo sobre a minha vida.
You promise not to tell?
Because
I'm very shy about this. When I was a young boy going to school, I was very shy. I know you don't believe it, but it's true.
Eu era muito tímido. Talvez vocês não acreditem, mas é verdade.
And my father was a military person.
Meu pai era militar.
Believe me, I know what it's like to be under a dictator. But, so I never went out anywhere. I always had to be home early and study.
Eu nunca fui para fora, nenhum lugar. Eu sempre tinha que voltar para casa cedo para estudar.
And I never knew any girls or anything.
Eu nunca conheci nenhuma moça, nem ninguém.
But then, one day,
mas então um dia,
there was this one girl in our neighborhood.
Havia uma moça na nossa vizinhança.
Linda.
Bernie.
I know her last name, but I'm saving it to protect the innocent. This is like 40 years ago, right? I mean, I'm 50 some odd now, so. So, I fell in love.
E aí, então, me apaixonei.
Maybe it was lust, I don't know. But the whole day, I couldn't do anything but think of Linda. Our school was fairly close to where we lived in our neighborhood. Our school was close to the area where Linda lived and where I lived in my family. So we could easily walk to our school. So I would find out when she would leave her home to walk to school. So, but I would leave just after she left because I didn't dare to tell her that I was in love. So I would walk a little ways behind, but always meditation, meditation.
Eu saí um pouquinho depois dela, e um pouquinho atrás dela, assim, porque eu não ousava dizer que eu estava apaixonado por ela, mas ficava só atrás, assim, meditando nela.
And all day long in my classes, I would think maybe I will see her in the hallway going, I learned which classes she was in and where she would go at this time. And
durante a aula, eu sempre pensava em encontrar ela no corredor, então eu descobri qual era a sala que ela estudava.
Now I have shared my secret. Have any of you ever had the same experience at any time in your life? Meditation is not hard. You just have to love Krishna. Right? If you can somehow develop love of Krishna, meditation is 24 hours a day. So how do you do that? When you take a drink of water, you can think Rasoham Apsukondaya. The taste of water that quenches your thirst, that's Krishna. You can think, oh, Krishna. We went up to have darshan of Lord Jesus Christ. So we looked down upon the city of Rio. So I'm from New York. It wasn't very impressive, Rio. Not to a New Yorker. It's not very impressive. The buildings and the... We were up on the mountain having the view of Rio. But what I did like was Krishna's beauty, the beautiful mountains and the forest. And then we saw the sun going down in the ocean. And we thought, Krishna says, of bodies of water, I am the ocean, and prabhasmi sasasurayo, I am the light of the sun and the moon. And then we had a pure Gurana, what do you say?
What was it?
No, the other one. Maracuja drink. And we thought, ah, that is the taste of Krishna. So Krishna tells you himself how you can see him everywhere. Now in Brazil, it's very interesting.
O Brasil é muito interessante.
Because your country is very big.
O seu país é muito grande.
And you have many different types of peoples here.
Tem diferentes tipos de pessoas aqui.
So you see every color.
Você vê toda a cor.
You see very black people, you see brown people, you see white people.
Você vê pessoas muito negras, pessoas marrons, pessoas brancas.
I haven't seen many yellow people here. You see that in China. Those who have hepatitis, okay, wise guy. You have a Chinatown in Rio?
In São Paulo.
Oh, in São Paulo, okay. So, many varieties. here. And you should not see the body, because generally a sannyasi is not supposed to be so much entangled in the idiot box.
Talvez o sannyasi não se põe assim, que esteja muito apegado assim à caixa de idiotas que é a televisão.
But last night I was preaching till very late. We didn't get home till about 11:30.
Até a noite passada estamos até tarde pregando, chegamos em casa antes das 11:30.
And unfortunately, the idiot box was there.
Felizmente, a caixa de idiotas estava lá.
So there are some movies, educational movies that I watch.
Então eu fiquei assistindo alguns filmes educativos.
And this one was called Cry Freedom.
Cry?
Cry Freedom. Freedom.
Ah, sim, chamado Grito da Liberdade.
It was about South Africa.
Era sobre o sul da África.
Apartheid.
Apartheid.
And the actor was a very, very qualified actor. His name was Denzel Washington.
O ator era um ator muito qualificado.
Have you heard of him, Denzel Washington? I think he won some Academy Award or something. He's a black American. Hurricane Carter. Anyway, this was the story of one man who was a South African, and the South Africans were from so many years persecuted, heavily persecuted, as bad as anything Hitler did, practically, by the Afrikaans, the Dutch, mostly Dutch.
Os africanos eles foram por muitos anos muito assim perseguidos, quase igual fez Hitler com os judeus, pelos africanos, principalmente descendentes dos holandeses.
So it reminded me Prabhupada's visit to South Africa, and when he was told about apartheid, he said that we should not recognize people according to the color of their skin.
Isso lembra ele quando o Prabhupada foi ao sul da África, e quando ele ouviu falar sobre apartheid, então ele falou, nós não devemos assim discriminar as pessoas pela cor da sua pele,
but we can discriminate on the basis of consciousness.
Nós podemos discriminar nas bases da consciência.
And so we have to somehow or other live in this world. We're here. You can't. This is not a class on, you know, how to immediately within 10 seconds go back to Godhead and live eternally.
Essa, nós temos de uma forma ou outra viver nesse mundo. Essa não é uma aula que como em 10 segundos abandonar tudo e voltar para o mundo espiritual imediatamente.
You're all here because of your purva karma, your last life's activities.
Todos vocês estão aqui devido ao seu purva karma, a atividade da sua última vida.
And you have to finish.
Vocês têm que terminar.
Your sentence.
A sua sentença.
But if you take shelter of Krishna, karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam, he will reduce it.
Mas se vocês se abrigarem em Krishna, ele vai reduzir essa sentença.
What you deserve and what you get, Krishna will make it much, what you get, he will make it much smaller than what you deserve.
Aquilo que você merece, aquilo que você obtém, Krishna vai diminuir muito aquilo que você obtém.
We are here this evening to learn how we can live in this world peacefully, have a little peace of mind, satisfy our material desires in a regulated way,
satisfazer nossos desejos materiais de uma forma regulada,
And when we leave the body, we won't come back again. Mamu petitu conte apunar janmana vidite. So, here in this verse, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is saying that my devotees see me within everything and everywhere. So you have to think about that, how to do that. It's a practice. There is an examination. Bhajan karo, sadhan karo, murti janle hoy. Everything will be tested at the time of death.
Tudo será testado na hora da morte.
You cannot make excuses.
Você não pode fazer desculpas.
Krishna knows you more thoroughly than you know yourself.
Krishna te conhece mais completamente do que você próprio se conhece.
He's the soul of all souls.
Ele é a alma de todas as almas.
Just like you can understand what a flower is, if someone puts a carnation, or what's the flower they have here?
Orchids.
Huh?
Orchids.
Orchids. If someone puts an orchid behind your head, you can say, oh, you don't see it, but by the smell you can say, oh, that's an orchid.
Se alguém coloca uma orquídea atrás da sua cabeça, você não vê a orquídea, mas você pode saber que você consegue sentir o cheiro.
You can understand the kind of flower by being close to it. And Krishna is in your heart and he knows your desire because your desires also have an aroma. Look at someone's face when they get angry.
Olhe para a cara de alguém quando ele fica sangrado.
Do you see a change in their face?
Você vê alguma mudança em seu rosto?
Their forehead, their eyes, the color of their skin.
Sua pele, seus olhos, a cor da sua pele.
Or when someone's very lusty.
Quando alguém está muito ansioso.
Or someone's very greedy.
Quando alguém está muito cobiçoso.
You can perceive the state of consciousness.
O estado da consciência dele.
And Krishna knows.
Krishna sabe.
So, it is up to you, it is in your self-interest
é para o seu próprio auto-interesse
to make the best use of this human body.
Fazer o melhor uso desse corpo humano.
As Prabhupada said, you just take this one life and try to be Krishna conscious. If it doesn't work in your next life, you can do sense gratification. So, it's getting a little late. No, it's not getting a little late, it's getting a lot late. Akirtan Arti. Does anyone have any questions or smart remarks or wise cracks or
alguém tem algumas questões ou então observações espertas ou então assim inteligentes assim tiradas?
No politics.
Não política, por favor.
This is my wife. She's a little skinny, but she never talks back. No, the danda actually, you notice one devotee was putting it on the ground. But Sri Danda, just like Madanga, Sri Madanga, this is Vishnu.
Essa Danda, o devoto colocou ela no chão. Ela é Sri Danda, significa Sri Madanga. Ela é Vishnu.
So we don't put Vishnu directly on the floor where the feet go.
Então a gente não coloca Vishnu sobre o chão.
It is called a Tridanda, meaning three. But there are actually four pieces of bamboo. One represents Karanal Dakshai Vishnu, the other represents Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, the third represents Paramatma or Shiro Dakshai Vishnu, and the fourth rod is shorter than the other three, and that is the Jiva soul, the Jiva Danda.
Uma vara representa Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, Karanal Dakshai Vishnu, o outro Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, a outra Paramatma Shiro Dakshai Vishnu, e a mais curta do que as outras três representa Jiva, ou a alma espiritual.
And generally this is given at the time of sannyas, according to the height of the sannyasi. So you can tell that this danda belongs to Param Gachit Swami. Because he's much taller than me. I remember seeing one sannyasi from the Madhva Sampradaya came to our Radharas Bihari temple in Bombay. Actually, he's a very nice sannyasi, I know him. And he's very favorable to ISKCON. To Prabhupada. But his brahmacharyas, he had about four or five assistants with him. And one of his brahmachari assistants was carrying his danda. But his danda was only this big. So I was very surprised. What happened? It broke or something, you know, what happened? But it seems in the Madhva Sampradaya they choose their sannyasis from childhood by horoscope. They see the child, what is his nature, but they also look at the chart. So this Pejavar, his name was Pejavar Swami, he had taken sannyas when he was 12 years old. Actually, I think he was younger than that. So, does that answer your curiosity? If you want private darshan, I'll take the cloth off later on. But no, it's actually. It's tied up and it's hard to take the cloth off. Shankaracharya, they don't put cloth on so much, but this is wrapped with saffron cloth. So it's hard. And this represents body, mind, and words. So when we go before the deity, we put body, mind, and words at the feet of the deities. Now here's another one for you. This is a good one. Does this remind you of anything? Does it look like anything? This, yeah? No. How many of you have ever done farming with sheep? It's a little similar to a shepherd's staff. The Pope carries a danda. And when he offers his obeisances to Mary, Jesus, he has his danda. They picked it up while they were traveling in India. I mean, Indian culture is much older than Judeo-Christian
culture.
Any other inquiries?
Alguma outra indagação?
Well, I heard that a sannyasi should carry his danda for a minimum of 10 years. But we have decided in ISKCON, our sannyas group, that we will always carry our danda. I mean, if you're going to some communist country or you're going on an airplane, or it's a little hard, so may not carry it. But it's a symbol, really, more than anything. It's not like this is my danda and no one can touch it. And, so in some temples they have it. I mean, you don't have a lot of sannyasis travel through here, but in some temples in Europe they have a traveling sannyasi danda. And anybody who comes through, they give him any sannyasi comes through.
Aqui nós não temos isso, não tem tantos sannyasis aqui no projeto que não por aqui, mas na Europa, os sannyasis sempre estão passando por lá, em alguns tempos tem uma danda para sannyasis viajantes. Então se o sannyasi chega no templo, tem a danda para ele lá, reservado.
I was playing games with him.
Last question.
No, you have your... Can you explain it in Portuguese?
Vocês entenderam a pergunta?
Não.
Ele falou que são pessoas...
Destined. No, you don't have to change your ashram, but we are followers of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami in the mood of renunciation. You can be a grihastha and be more renounced than a sannyasi. Now here's an example. Everybody's favorite subject, or well, in the West, I mean, I talk about this with Indians and they don't even want to talk about it, but because they think they're above it. But, you know, just like sex, Krishna says, dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Based upon religious principles, I am sexual.